things that I could always be assured of after birthday or Christmas or whatever. My mom, a few days later, my mom would always ask, did you write your thank you notes yet? I'd be like, no, I'll do it. And as I was thinking to myself, and sometimes probably even saying it out loud, that, you know, why do I have to write a thank you note? After I got the gift, I told them thank you. They know I. But as I look back, I realize that that was a really, it was a gift that my mom gave to me of just being, of having gratitude and expressing that gratitude. And I remember that was even reaffirmed in the seminary. My deacon year, the year before I was ordained a priest, one of our good professors who was a priest there, he says, gentlemen, be sure you buy lots of thank you notes and use them. Because it's very important to acknowledge the source of the gifts that we have received. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks to us about gratitude. We have this group of 10 lepers, and just a little background in, you know, you probably all know that leprosy is this, you know, skin disease that causes you to, ultimately it's deadly. It causes your, you know, fingers and your nose to fall off and all kinds of, basically it's kind of like your flesh rotting. But, so lepers were considered pariahs. They were people that, you know, you couldn't even touch them, or you'd become ritually impure. So the lepers had to live outside of this. They were cast out, they were abandoned by society. And so Jesus, and whenever anyone would come near, they would have to yell out, unclean, unclean, so the person would know not to come any closer to them. And so Jesus, he sees this group of 10 and they cry out, Jesus, you know, Master, have pity on us. And Jesus does. He says, go show yourselves to the priest. Because it was only the priest who was able then to declare that somebody was healed, was ritually pure, was able to enter into that temple worship. And so all 10 of them were made pure. And one of them, a Samaritan, whom the Jews considered, you know, lower than the low, because they were idol worshippers. They had to introduce, they were in themselves, were like pigs. Even this one is clean. But it is this one, the Samaritan, who comes back to Jesus and says, thank you. And Jesus looks around and says, you know, we're not all 10 made whole. Where's the other 9? But this is very good. Because you see that this Samaritan is good because he recognizes the source of his grace and the source of his blessing being Jesus. And so one of the things that we want to think about is that just as the Samaritan had and the other lepers have received an incredible amount of blessings, we too have been cured of spiritual leprosy. We've been made whole, we've been cleansed. And so one of the things that we want to think about in our lives is, how do we give thanks to God? Or do we give thanks to God? Because in giving thanks to God for the gifts that we have received, we recognize Him as the source of our blessing. Because what the sin of our first parents shows us is that pride is always there. Pride is always trying to say, ooh, look what I can do. I don't need God. I can be just fine. I can be like God without God. So in our pride, we don't recognize God as the source of our blessing. And we seek independence from Him. So when we are grateful, that really provides the antidote. One of the antidotes for that root sin that we have deep within our souls. Because we recognize first God as the source of our blessing, and then also that we are completely dependent upon God for everything. And in that thanksgiving, we're able to give true honor and worship to God alone. And so when we think about how do we give thanks to God then, this is where stewardship is very important for all of us. Sometimes when we hear the word stewardship, we can think of, oh, it just has to do with tithing, it just has to do with money. And that is a part of it, but it's not the only thing, because there are three areas of stewardship that we can focus on: our time, our talent, and then our treasure. Time is incredibly important for all of us. And we run around and we're busy and we're doing this and we're doing that, and you know, we just don't quite have time for God. And so one of the things that we must remember, that we give time to things that we believe are important. And I know that we're all very, very busy. No, I don't have time for Jesus. But you know, next Saturday, Nebraska, Texas, if somebody comes and gives us free tickets, we would make time to go to the game. Why? Because it's something that's important to us. In the same way, we must make time each day for God. First of all, in prayer, we have to have a dedicated time where we pray to God each day. If we just say, oh yeah, that's something, that's a good thing, yeah, I should do that, we're never going to do it. Think about it. You see somebody you haven't seen for a long time. Oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah, we should get together sometime. Yeah, we should need to catch up. Okay. And we don't set anything up. Then it's another year later. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, you know, we didn't get together this last year. We really need to do that. Oh, yeah, okay. Then another year goes by. Hey, how's it going? It's not until we say, why don't you come over next week? You know, bring the wife, bring the kids. Well, you know, we'll catch up. We make time. We set an appointment. And so each day, if we want to pray, we have to say, okay, this is my prayer time. We set appointments to go to the doctor. We know when to take the kids to the soccer game, to the football game, to the volleyball game, to music practice, to dance lessons. We make time. We set aside a time for those things. We must do the same in our relationship with God so that we have time each day to pray. And flowing from that then is that we will want to give time to God in other things. The corporal and spiritual works of mercy, doing good for others, looking out for our neighbors, visiting the sick, giving time to our parish, volunteering for things like the parish dinner. All of these things, we have the opportunity to set aside and to give thanks to God by returning to Him some of the gift that He has given to us. Our talents are from God. And one of the things that we must recognize in our spiritual lives is that each of us has been given a unique set of gifts that God hasn't given to anyone else. But it is up to us to discover these gifts, to recognize them, to recognize God as the source, but then to take those gifts and to develop them for the glory of God. Think about the parable that Jesus told about the talents. You know, the guy, you know, one, he gives five, he makes another five. Well done, good and faithful servant. Another gives three, makes another three. When he gives one, goes and buries it. You wicked, lazy servant. We must develop and use those talents that we have for the glory of God. And someone may say something like, oh, Father, the only talent I have is watching TV. Fine. You're perfect for Eucharistic adoration. All you have to do is sit there and watch Jesus. To be with Him. Use our talents for the glory of God. So we have our time, our talents, and then also our treasure. Sacred Scripture says that we should tithe. Tithing means 10% off the top. We give back to God in recognition that this gift is from Him. It has Him as a source. Now, sometimes that could seem like a lot, but think about it. God is letting us keep 90%. How much does the federal government let you keep? It's not nearly that much. God is very generous. So when we give to God of the gifts that we have received, we recognize Him as the source of those gifts. Do we give thanks to God for the gifts that we have received? Today's gospel, the leper receives the gift of healing and he returns to give thanks to Jesus. We too must recognize God as the source of our gifts, the source of our blessings. And in our thankfulness, in an effort to show that we recognize Jesus, to return to Him, just as the leper did, the cured leper did, to give thanks. And so when we return to God, our time, our talent, our treasures, we give thanks to our Lord. So let us really strive to think of ways, maybe just one way, maybe it's time, maybe it's talent, maybe it's treasure, just one way this week, that we can give back and we can recognize God as the source of our blessings. And when we can do that, then we will truly be on that right path to heaven, and the kingdom of God will be at hand.